In this bulletin, another 134 COVID-19 cases in Victoria, Brazil's president infected with coronavirus, and in football, an important win for Chelsea in the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian authorities are talking tough ahead of a six-week lockdown of Greater Melbourne, which starts at midnight. The state has recorded another 134 cases in the past 24 hours, with 95 infections in 9 public housing blocks that are in a hard lockdown until at least Friday. Hundreds of police will be on duty to enforce the restrictions, and Police Minister Lisa Neville says there'll be hefty fines for those who break the rules.
Can I ask Victorians, can I ask Melburnians to follow the advice of Victoria Police? They're there to give warnings, they're there to give advice, but they will issue fines where people are breaching those directives.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says modelling shows returning to coronavirus restrictions will cost the state around $1 billion per week. Mr. Frydenberg says there were positive signs for the economy before the latest spike in COVID-19 infections, but now consumer confidence has fallen. He's told Sky News all Australian governments need to support the latest efforts in Victoria.
Victoria is a quarter of the nation's economy, and what happens in Victoria matters to the rest of the nation. That's why this needs to be a full court press, not just from the Commonwealth government and the Victorian government, but indeed from all governments to support efforts in Victoria to ensure that we don't see a spread of new cases beyond what we've already seen, and indeed beyond the boundaries of Victoria into other states.
New South Wales has now closed its border with Victoria. People can now only cross into New South Wales from Victoria for essential reasons like work and medical care. Speaking to the Seven Network, Gary Warboys from the New South Wales Police is asking for patience in the coming days from those living near the border.
Oh, it's a huge operation for New South Wales Police, and we really need communities on both sides of that border to help us. It's going to be a number of days before this really moves into a much slicker operation, and we've warned people that there will be disruption, and we're just asking people to work with us to get onto Service New South Wales and get their permits. And we're very confident that over the coming days we'll see a pretty slick operation down there on the border.
Around 600 police and 500 Australian Defence Force personnel will patrol 55 crossings along the land border, which is around 4,600 kilometres long. After months of downplaying the coronavirus, the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has tested positive. Mr. Bolsonaro says he's taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to combat the virus. The president says his fever has already subsided and his infection is not a big deal.
Everybody knew that sooner or later it will reach an important part of the population. A lot of people like me, for example, if I would not have done the test, I would not know about the result that was positive.
Around 1.6 million Brazilians have contracted COVID-19, second only to the United States. Around 65,000 Brazilians have died of the virus, again, second only to the US. In football, Chelsea has moved into third place in the English Premier League. They've beaten Crystal Palace 3-2 in London. Leicester, who were in third place, are still in the top four after they drew 1-1 with Arsenal. The top four teams in the competition, other than Manchester City, qualify for next season's European Champions League. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne should be mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, early frost and 10 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, also partly cloudy, a top of 16. Similar forecast for Sydney, 17. And much the same in Newcastle, 19 degrees and partly cloudy. Brisbane, a possible late shower, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.